This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There we go. Better than Creed. Norman Greenbaum in the house. 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. Talking about a disastrous weekend for the Phillies. We had Buzz in here during the break. Dan Wilson doing audio for the show today. And just going through and being like, what do they even do? You know, we had our first caller today said, fire Kevin Long. And it's like, yeah, sure. I'm cool with that. But like, what are they going to do? What, like, potential for trades, you know, we'll see. But I, you know, Bob Nightingale, we talked about the piece in his article this weekend saying the Phillies are going to be aggressive at the deadline. I'm wondering if they even should be aggressive. I think the next month in terms of convincing Dave Dombrowski to go out and actually really add to this team is going to be important. Like, this team needs to prove, at least to me, John, and I think to the organization, that they deserve Dave Dombrowski to go out and try and add to this team, that it makes sense to move on from someone like Mick Abel, who could be here for 7 years. Like, I need to believe in this team more before I'm willing to give up something that could, you know, be here for a long time and be a contributing factor.
Well, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to make a leap of faith here, just because this team is where this team is. Sunset of the season, sunset of the career-wise. You got a lot of guys who are getting longer in the tooth, and they're built to win now. So whether they're playing well or not, I think you keep building, and you keep buying, and you keep putting it all in. And I do think when we get hot, we'll feel great. I hope we can sustain it. I hope we can time it up better than we had before. I thought when the season started, it felt like we were doing a great job of that, sort of keeping a balanced approach, even as fans, to keeping a mindset, okay, we know it's a long season. It's really hard to keep that mindset when you lose 9 of 10. It's really hard to keep that mindset when you know you've lost, you've only won one game this year in the absence of Bryce Harper. That makes it feel a little hopeless at times when you hear Bryce talk and you hear Topper talk, and Topper saying it's scary and Bryce is saying, don't know how long it's going to take. We're not even in the productive stage of the rehab. We're just trying to get it less inflamed. You know, it sounds like it's really problematic. It sounds like you've got tying in of multiple injuries, and he's got experience with this before. He knows it's not going to be easy. This is the dog days of summer, kind of ahead of schedule, and maybe that's good. The dog days of summer, and then you bounce back, and then you get hot right when it matters. Maybe That's the plan. Okay,
we can hope.
And they're executing
I don't think
plan.
It's a plan.
Just so right
yeah,
now,
Yeah, they're,
right?
they're rope-a-doping us. 215-592-9494.
That's everyone. One way to put it.
Yeah, right?
I don't buy that.
Yeah, more just doping us one way or the other. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Mark
Alvarado
and Brighton.
Was.
Yeah, look at you. That's wordplay right there.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I wish it were funnier and I could laugh at it. Mark, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Medium.
Yeah, medium. That's good.
I mean, really great in a lot of ways, but then you think about the Phillies and it's like, man.
Really brings you down, man.
Bummer. Yeah. But hey, maybe they're going to be awesome.
What do you got, Mark?
Hope is not a strategy,
yeah,
John.
That's true. That's true.
They got to do some work to be awesome.
I missed your first caller of the day, and that was my thoughts, just getting rid of the hitting coach, because they go through this a couple of times during the year, and I can understand a player or two not hitting, but it's like the whole team, except, let's exclude Turner.
Yeah, Turner and
like
Schwarber.
The whole team's not hitting.
And yeah, and
go
Mark,
through,
what's yep. even more concerning about it is, and we've mentioned this, but it's not just that they go through these prolonged stretches of not hitting the ball or of having bad approaches. It's that no one gets better. I mean, Alec Bohm is a worse hitter today than he was in 2022, it feels like. You know, Bryson Stott is absolutely worse than he was after 2023. Like, these younger guys who are supposed to improve, are supposed to get better as they get older and get into the prime of their career physically, have gotten worse. And to the Kevin Long point, I mean, at some point, this has to fall on someone, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we see what they can do, because we've seen them hit, they played great at one time in their career, and then they go through these slumps and they come out of them and they just don't get back up to where they used to be. I mean, we have the talent and the hitting and the players. It's, you know,
I'm starting to wonder if we might not. Like, they might have crossed over a threshold in terms of age, in terms of talent, in terms of roster construction, where, you know, we keep being like, oh, it's a good lineup. We're starting to get to the point where I question that. You know, I don't know that it's a good lineup. It might just be like an okay lineup, and without Harper, it might be a bad lineup. I don't know, Mark.
I don't know. I see him being a good lineup because, like, you've seen when Bohm was hot last year, he was hitting. He had a good average.
Is that the beginning of last year?
Yeah, the doubles early and all that. But yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, and then he just went through something and he lost it. Like last year, when after the All Star break, the team was horrible. Like they just weren't hitting. They weren't playing the way they did the first half of the season.
Yeah, no, Mark. We've seen them go through slumps. You hope that they can get back. Look, last year they never got it back, though. You know, they never got back to being the team they were for the first, you know, 2 months of the season. Mark, you got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to win the thing, but I was just thinking Donald Trump's hair.
Sure. Yeah, probably not a winning answer. I guess that's timeless. At least he knew he wasn't winning. I appreciate it.
He announced
it. It's much more awkward when someone's like, I have the best answer you're ever going to hear. And then it's like, wah, 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 wah.
Like, you know, do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I say, maybe not as good as you thought it was. At least he's like, hey, not a good answer, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, you know, I appreciate that. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs, ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. The question today, who is a better cornerback, Cooper DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell, based on PFF ranking the two and putting Cooper above Quinyon, which I think is crazy. And I've seen a lot of Cooper love over Quinyon recently. I want to get the fan base's reaction. Plus, in addition to that, speaking of cornerbacks, John Ritchie, a little NFL news. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Packers are releasing Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander after an offseason of uncertainty. I know there have been a lot of issues over the last couple of years between Jair and the team. You know, that's
he
kind of been
a lot with injuries.
And he's had injuries and all that. But you know,
still, he's pretty good.
When healthy and playing a elite corner, probably getting up there. I don't know the exact age. I would guess close to 30 or over 30 around there. But has been great. It is. We haven't talked a ton about it, but, you know, especially with the news from Vic Fangio last week when he spoke that Cooper DeJean is probably going to be in safety in base, or at least, you know, getting looks there and in slot.
28
is what Jair. So he's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, outside corner is Keeley, is Adoree Jackson, is that like, would you, John?
I sure would. I mean, I want to add everybody, though. Whenever there's an option to
add. I'm with you on that.
John's always like, yes, I'll take him.
And I do believe that Howie can make things work financially. Mm-hmm. I know that he can figure out a way to make it work, and I know that he's still got 2 years left on, I think, a two or more left on a contract. You know, this is, he'll be nicely paid, but he's worth it. He is worth it. This is an all-pro. This is not Pro Bowl. This is all-pro. Multiple-time all-pro cornerback. You know, real step up from the experience, but, you know, Slay was not Slay's best play last year.
But he was still good. He was still sound.
He was outstanding for, you know, what he was able to give us, but, you know, there was a lot of leadership that went into that. I think that this would be a step up from what we had last year.
It's an interesting thought.
Rather than a step back, which is what we were all expecting had to happen. It's funny how things just sort of fall into place and guys matriculate out and, you know, from other teams and other situations, and Howie always has, you know, his
look. Howie will be looking into it. We know that. Whatever, you know,
on the pulse of it all.
So I don't expect it to happen, but I do think it's an interesting name, and I do think that as the season approaches, if they don't add Jair, you know, that other cornerback spot is going to be one of the things that we talk about heading into the season. As we'll see, it is something that was a lockdown situation for them last year. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And whether they add to that position.
The minute it came out, you know, Eagles Twitter is immediately.
Of course.
You know, not been like just a couple of minutes ago. They've got Howie with the binoculars.
I do think there is, you know, to the point where I think people usually go where the money is. But I do think if you're a veteran, you're getting similar offers in certain places. You know, this makes a lot of sense to come here and be a part of this thing and a part of this team and have a chance to win a title. He's never won a title. Like, you know, it's interesting, if nothing else. I realized he was only 28.
I won't turn 29 until February.
Yeah, I would have thought he was older than that. So that's pretty fascinating.
He's only played 7 games each of the past 2 years.
He's been hurt the last couple years. Yeah. So, you know.
And it's knee.
And it's, which is concerning.
Yeah,
so,
for a corner,
but look,
yeah.
We've seen Eagles take risks on injuries. We just saw them draft a guy in the first round with knee issues and shoulder and stuff. So it's an interesting one. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on that, the potential for the Eagles and Jair Alexander and just the Eagles in general, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Is this Mari or Mary? I'm going to guess Mari.
Correct.
Bang. How you doing, Mari?
Good. How you guys doing? Okay, so I'm not an expert on sports, but I am good with kids. I'm a preschool teacher. So
yes, Mari, you are the exact person I wanted to talk to today. Give me some advice here. So for those who don't know, if you're just tuning in, I'm taking my daughter Zoe to her first like in cinema movie experience tomorrow. We're going to the movies after the show. She's a very kinetic person, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, sitting still is not necessarily her bag, so to speak. So any advice I can get, Mari, what do you got for me?
Number one, kids are curious, so she's going to look under the seats. She's going to press buttons. Don't get mad at her about that. Let her try it. Let her figure it out. She'll calm down eventually. You might like it. It might be the best part of the whole movie. Don't ruin that for her.
Okay.
Let her have that.
Okay, that's good. Love it.
Number two, explain to her a little bit before you get in there. The lights are going to go down. It's going to get quiet.
It's
going to feel cold, dark. You know,
set expectations.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. Bring headphones. In case you have those, a pair of those, what do you put?
Yeah,
in your
sure, sure, sure.
Bring them. Three, in your car, have an extra set of clothes because they always spill stuff in the movie.
Ah, that's a good call. I didn't think about that. Yeah. And Zoe's, you know, known to spill things.
And four, you know, expect to miss the movie because she's going to have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, don't plan to be entertained.
Yes, we're not going to see Goodfellas or anything like that. I think I'm expecting to.
Where are you taking her?
I think I'm going to go to the one in Center City.
The AMC?
The AMC there, yeah.
You can order the food.
So that's
and
what
they
I was
deliver
thinking,
it
all
to
that
your,
kind of stuff.
The
yeah.
AMC Fashion District yeah. one, and then you go to Reading Terminal.
That's
after.
Where we're going to go, yeah, so it should be good.
That's the best place to go.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
My last piece of advice is make sure she gets a good night's sleep and eats pretty healthy up to it.
Well, that's going to be the hardest piece, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make sure that you get her tired.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing, Mari, and maybe you run into this with preschool kids and whatnot. I always say that Zoe only has really two gears. It's either going full on or passed out. Like, she just goes until she passes out. And that's pretty much the only two speeds that she has.
That's what babies and young kids do.
She'll grow out of it. No, it's all good. I'm just saying that the get her tired thing is probably not a viable strategy.
I see that in my new puppy, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Let's very put puppy this way. Vibes. Get some of her energy out.
Yes. No, that's a good call.
Hey, Mari, are you a twin also?
Yeah.
So what? It's interesting. Why does it say on our screen it says a twin? Did this come up on another show?
I called one of the other shows, and you was bad talking twins. Let's just say that
you
might remember.
But I've always been curious about. I've heard all sorts of amazing stories about twins. Is it an identical twin?
They did a whole show on it.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
An identical twin, Mari?
Yeah.
So, have you had like telekinetic experiences with your twin?
Ooh,
you have?
Yes.
Like, so, what kind of stuff?
So my sister lived down near Land City, and I lived up here. And she was working; I was stay-at-home mom at the time. And one, I just would like get a bad feeling and say something's wrong. Jeannie doesn't feel good. Something hurts her. So sometimes I would get the same hurt, like right now. I went to the doctor. I have like a little bit of a foot issue, like a torn ligament. She has the same thing.
Wow.
She just got diagnosed.
No
I called
way.
Her like one time when we were like in our 40s. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Oh, I have such bad pains in my stomach." I said, "Me too." I had to end up taking her to the hospital. She had a cyst at birth. It's just weird. It's just, you know, but we're very close.
That's crazy.
You know, we did the switch dates. Switch classes.
Oh, cool.
All kinds of stuff. It was having your best friend grow up with you is really fun.
Did you guys have your own language?
So you know why John's asking. John is big on the secret family language. His family has a secret language that I've tried to pick up and I can't pick it up. It goes too fast for me.
Yeah.
It is cool to have that.
And sometimes it's not even just, I remember sometimes it wasn't, we didn't really know our language. We just knew what we were talking about. So we just would mumble, you know what
That's
I mean?
Really cool, Mari. I love that. Mari, you want to give us an answer for who or what's timeless? Try and win these tickets?
Yes. Yes. So I'm 65 years old. I'm going to be 66, and I'm a grandmother, so I'm going to say grandmother's love.
Aw, it's adorable. It's true.
Yes.
You know, I think a mother's love timeless too, though, right? You know? How about a father's love? Timeless.
Yeah, Father's Day coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
I'm going to shortchange you.
Well, we do get shortchanged. Rightfully so. We are the you know, one that gets shortchanged, and I'm okay with that. I accept
it. We also do a lot less.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point. If anyone's going to get shortchanged, it should be us.
Well, except for you, John.
Yeah, except for you. Yeah,
you are the exception.
Honestly, you should be able to celebrate both Mother's and Father's Day.
Yeah, I can't imagine the bringing in part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not. I don't recommend it.
No,
I'm 3 out of 4 dentists don't recommend. Men and the fourth is ready to cave.
Yeah, I'm very, I don't think Trident's going to help you out there. I'm very grateful that I did not have to experience that and that I was able to just hold her hand and be like, you're doing great. Keep doing it.
Yeah, we want to kill you at that point.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. I was definitely, all right, 215-592-9494. I really appreciate that from Mari, if anyone else has. That was great advice for taking my daughter to her first movie. In the theater experience tomorrow.
Change of clothes.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Like that setting expectations was good. You know, there was some good stuff there. So if you've got some more advice for me, I would love to hear it. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Hi, Jeremy. Doing well. Except the Phillies stink.
It's so tough because you're used to just answering, be like, doing great. But it's like on a day like today, it's like, that doesn't really ring true.
Yeah, like my life's with the Phillies right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that meme of the Philly fanatic just holding a sign that says, I am sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, classic. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kevin Long needs to go. I was calling for it at the beginning of the season. It's kind of like failing the eye test completely, obviously, to me. That we need somebody else.
Maybe
to
it's
help
just
these
a shakeup that they need. You know, like,
maybe just change for
it?
Change sake, so to speak. Yeah,
yeah. And it's like nothing against Kevin Long. I guess he's probably well deserving of the reputation that he's got. Mm. But
I feel like he's had the chance, and it's just not getting better. And
yeah.
I think that's an interesting point.
Okay, it's not gonna get better. So we
Bryson
need to do
Stott, why. Why is it that I can't trust him the way I could 2 years ago? You know, like, it's different now. It feels different. It feels like he fouls everything off and that's it. Maybe that's a slump, but it feels like, man, it feels like we talk slumpy an awful lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Why is it so slumpy? I don't know how I compare our slumpiness to the other teams who are out there and good. The Mets, are they slumpier than we are? I know the Braves are slumpier than we are. I don't know that. I don't know that this is a slump that continues. I don't expect it to continue. I expect when Zach Wheeler takes the mound tonight, he can give us something to, you know, feel good about. But that means that the offense has to respond. That means that the other guys have to do their heavy lifting too. And
without Bryce, they haven't done it.
They have not done that without the leader in the clubhouse who's not named Kyle Schwarber.
It's almost got that black cloud feeling of when the Eagles are playing without Lane Johnson.
They're whatever 2-10 without Lane. Yeah. The stats definitely kept coming. And look, I think, you know, even Bryce is even more important to the team than Lane, you know, and Lane is obviously a, you know, amazing player, but in terms of, you know, there are more players playing in football. I mean, this is baseball without Harper. This lineup looks completely and totally different. I mean, it really does change everything about this team, about the way they go about their business. He's the heart and soul of the team, whether Schwarber's the leader and all that in the clubhouse, we know that. But in terms of who's like the engine, who the team looks to, it's always been Bryce. And you know,
and he can respond.
Totally.
And
absolutely.
He is clutch, and he has been able to do it when it matters. You know, like respond when the team needs it. And, you know, of course he can't do that if he's on the IL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And when it came to the Eagles, I think Jair Alexander would be a good addition. I think that, you know, the sophomore slump can be a real thing. And I don't know if we want to drop all that pressure immediately onto Quinion and Cooper without having a real vet in the room like that.
Yeah, no. Here, Jerry, let me get your answer. I got a question for Richie too. But Jerry, you got an answer for something who or what's timeless?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't changed in over 60, 70 years. at all, you know, you walk into a diner and the first thing is they give you a cup of coffee. Diner coffee, for sure.
That's pretty good. Could have said just diner alone.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
I just started drinking coffee last year. I don't know that I've ever had diner coffee.
Oh, it's great. They just keep
filling I've done it.
Yeah.
They don't even ask you. Yeah, they just walk by and fill it.
Or they should.
I know. And I've seen that.
Not
and
every
I've always...
diner does a great job with that, but yes.
Well, I always, you know, like don't even include the coffee cup in my area at diners.
Yeah. Now
I never got into that
see,
habit.
You got a whole world.
I've never had diner coffee.
Yeah. You got a whole world that's opened up to you. You got to really take advantage of it.
I can't wait.
You should. Question for you. Because talking about the year two thing, and really specifically with Cooper DeGene, as a rookie, they asked him to do a lot. You know, he's playing the slot, kind of coming in after the injury, all that stuff. This year, it seems like they're going to ask even more from him. You know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the talking about playing safety and base, the slot thing, potentially moving outside, kind of moving all over. I know he's a smart football player, all that stuff, but
it'll be great.
Are you at all? I'm sure he
no,
will.
Long I'm not term, worried at all.
You're not concerned about putting so much
no.
on. Okay, how come?
Your second
to explain
year,
why.
It's so much easier. Your first, you know, as a rookie, it's not easy to step in and play right away. It's you're just getting used to the schedule. You're getting used to everything. Everything's just hitting you in the face anew, you know, for the first time. And so it feels unmanageable at times. It feels overwhelming. And a lot of young guys around November, you know, 20th, right around Thanksgiving, the wheels fall off. Because college, that's your season.
I mean, we saw Jalen Carter in his rookie season.
Break.
You know, yeah, he was the the Jalen Carter we saw this past season for the first like 9-10 games or ever, and then he was not the same.
Mm-hmm. The rookie wall is real. It is a challenge. It's asking a lot of a young guy to step right in, and you know our rookies were incredible last year, and to have so much on your plate and be able to manage it as swimmingly as they did, that leads me to believe this time out, man, they're going to be so much more confident. They're going to be so much more capable, so much better, you know, studied because they'll know in advance exactly what they need to study. It's just your head's not spinning your second year. You know exactly what to expect, and that allows you to prepare more efficiently and effectively, and I just expect them to hit the ground running. Your second year, I do think you can take the biggest jump of any. Of course, it's hard to take a jump later in your career. Right now, they're poised. They're primed. They're young. They're, man, they got great coaching. They got a great situation. I would love, man, Jair Alexander, that sort of talent, that sort of, you know, expert advice, that does matter. You know, you need experience to go with this youth and all the capability, all the physical capability we got. Sometimes you just need a big old brain to help out. Not that Jair's old.
But yeah, but in football terms.
He's been around the block.
Sure.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on that. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dave in Wilmington. Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Rhea and John, you weren't here Friday when I called in, and my big point was consistency with these Phillies hitters, and they continue to let me down. They consistently go 0-15 every game. Five or six batters do not hit the ball at all.
Yeah, they got a bunch of zeros, honestly. I mean, again, five positions. You can go around and say five. You know,
every game.
Are
they go
are 0-15,
0-18, 0-20.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the pitching does if they can't put the bat on the ball.
I agree, especially, like, it'd be one thing if they were a great defensive team that had a great bullpen, and you could say, all right, you know what? Starting pitching, bullpen, defense. Like, we can win games that way. That you know, it's not perfect, but we can win a few timely hits, we can win. They only have starting pitching. They have none of those other things. So it's just, it's hard to believe that they're going to find a way through this if they don't find a way to hit more consistently. And because they're not just all of a sudden going to become great defenders. Like, that's just not going to happen.
It's becoming boring, unwatchable baseball.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I'm not there. I'm not at unwatchable yet, but certainly the last 10 games or so.
Yesterday bordered on it.
Yeah, no, it did. it's to this point, like, it is unwatchable when it's a tie game in the eighth inning and you see guys go up there and swing at every pitch and ground out or strike out on three pitches or whatever. And those are the type of at-bats we were seeing this weekend.
Although yesterday, I get it, because yesterday was more of a pitcher's duel.
Sure. Yeah.
But Saturday? You're not facing Skeens.
It was 2-1
then. Yeah, you're not facing Skeens then.
Yep. Dave, you got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
Anytime you're sitting around a campfire and somebody brings out chocolate, graham crackers, and marshmallows.
That's a good answer, dude. S'mores are timeless. Yeah,
I never like realized that until I was down the shore because, we didn't really have fire things
growing up
in Southwest Philly.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But down the shore, my neighbor did it for the first time when Clark was real little. I was like, what is that? I was like, that might be the greatest thing I've ever tried in my entire life.
I feel like the Sandlot was a lot of people who had never heard of s'mores before learned of s'mores from the Sandlot back when I was a kid. I know that's where I put the mallow on the, Great Hambino doing the thing. S'mores
forever.
Exactly. S'mores.
And now we have a fire pit, so now I can make
my
own
s'mores. S'mores are great. It's an all-timer. Totally agree. Let's talk to Tim in Swedesboro. What up, Tim?
Jimmy and John, what's going on, guys?
Lots, Tim.
Yes, everything.
Yes, there's. I just could not believe what I was watching. Like, I went to visit my brother yesterday, and he had the game on, and I'm like watching, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, once I seen McCutchen hit that pitch, man, it's like,
it seems like he always. How many times has he single-handedly had the hit that like breaks our back? McCutchen, man.
I'm going to say this straight up. I do kind of miss having him on our squad.
Yeah,
really
he
do.
Was so likable. I really enjoyed.
And it seems Golden he's Glove, just him right? being still a very dependable.
Yeah,
Golden Glove winner, right? I think.
I don't know if he won McCutchen? Here. I think it, at some point in his career. I don't think he won one here. But yeah, he's a good fielder
in his
and a pro and a vet and has fun and all the things you want.
Next to Ichiro, my all-time favorite non-Philly.
Yeah, no, he's not a Hall of Famer, I don't think, but he's like a notch below maybe, but he won an MVP. I mean, he's had a great career, an all-time Pirate for sure.
And I do see, like, what I've heard a few other callers, like, what they say. Like, it looks like this team is just lost. They're lost. They don't know, like, which pitch to swing at, which one to let it go. I see, like, with Alec Boehm swinging at the first pitch all the time. It's like, okay, now we're back to doing that again. Like, you're out before, you know, in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
And that's the thing, Tim. It's
Bryce not being there.
Yeah, and that's what's so frustrating is seeing them revert back to the, you know, the thing that we saw them lose the last few seasons because of, and the type of lack of approach at the plate. And, you know, that is the, you know, that's what we've been fearing all year long. We're like, yeah, they look good now, but will they revert back to that? And that's what we're seeing.
Remember when we kept on saying, we got the best record in the American League. We got the best record. Yeah, okay. How long is that going to last, guys?
Well, that's why I was, you know, Joe was popping off a little bit. They're great and this and that. And that's why you and I, Richie, we were...
Every day, I hear him every day.
You know, kind of trying to temper it and rein him in a bit. And he's had moments where he's gone back and forth. But I think that Joe has, prior to the season and in season, been higher on this Phillies team than we were, certainly than I was. And it feels like right now it's kind of playing out the way I expected it to.
I'll just say one more thing. I heard Bryce's when you played his audio was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt that coming.
Yeah.
When I heard him say, like, you could tell, like, he was in a little bit of discomfort, like, you know, with that wrist, and then he gets hit in the elbow, and it's like, okay, now what? Like, you know, he got hit. Like, what, 2-3 times that weekend against the Athletics?
Yeah,
and all that.
Yep. 3 days in a row, I think it was, or 3 games in a row.
And then I knew that was going to – I knew it because, like, you know, and then he sounds so unsure. It's like, oh, now what's he going to do? What's going to happen a month from now? What's going to
– Yeah.
I'm concerned on that with him.
Me too. Very concerned. Honestly, it's that's what I said this earlier, but it is absolutely the flat-out truth is that – despite getting swept by the Pirates who stink and watching just an awful series and being frustrated, by far the biggest news of the weekend is the Bryce Harper injury and what it means for this team. I mean, everything else is secondary.
Doesn't help none.
Because all this talk about, oh, the bullpen's not good enough, the lineup's not, all these things, like, it, none of it matters anymore if Bryce is out. I know that in 2022, Bryce went out and they played really well without him and all that. Totally different situation, totally different team. They had Rhys Hoskins on that team, Schwarber. They had some bats on this team as really constructed. Like, we watched them without Harper. If Harper's out for a month and a half, 2 months, like, mm-hmm. I just don't see how they compete. I don't see how this group competes without him.
What doesn't help is I see the Mets keep. I just see them put up 13 runs yesterday.
Yeah, the Mets keep winning, and, you know, Pete Alonso is MVP type stuff. And they're 4.5 games up now all of a sudden. On the Phillies, 4.5. That happened pretty quickly.
If they keep playing the way they're playing, it'll probably. And then, you know, I hate to say it, you know, I don't want to, you know, but it sounds like they're going to keep climbing. And the way we're playing, I don't think we're going to catch them.
Yeah, I don't. As of now, I'm right there with you, Tim. You got an answer for who or what's timeless?
I do. I actually have this man. You know, I respect everything he's done. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good answer. I actually watched Working Girl this weekend.
That was such a great movie.
Great movie.
Really?
Have you never seen Working Girl? Dude, it's awesome. Super highly recommend it. He's great.
80s hairdos.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. Melanie Griffith, Sigourney Weaver.
Weaver is evil in it, but she's good.
Tough. It's a great movie. It's actually really entertaining. It's not, you hear it and you think it's like cheesy, whatever. It's not. It's just a really good movie. Yeah. Highly recommend Working Girl.
I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah, 1988.
John Cusack's sister, Joan. She's got some of the best sidekick
I love Joan Cusack. She's hilarious. Yeah, she is. She is a very, very funny lady, and usually good in everything see her in.
Gross Point Blank.
Sure, that's another one. Yeah, no, I'm a Joan Cusack fan. Let's keep it rolling.
They don't look like one another
at all. I've always thought
in
about that.
Way.
Like zero.
They're brother and sister.
Totally with you. Brother and sister. So weird.
No, yeah. I can't even.
Vibes
I
are different. Everything's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Need to talk to the parents.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. All right, let's talk to Neil in D.C. What up, Neil?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Rhea. I'm a parent of three. I would suggest guarding against kicking the chair in front of you.
So, Neil, thank you. This is a big worry of mine. Zoe kicks every chair that is in front of her, like in the car. This now, I'm always like, Zoe, stop it. You're kicking it. Stop. I have had many times, like we'll be at someone's house and she'll just, I'm like, Zoe, this is not your house. Stop it. Stop doing that. So I'm happy you brought this up, Neil. Thank you, because I didn't think about that going in, but that is a general issue for us.
Get the apology machine out.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, the movie's been out for a little while, so it's not a super crowded theater, you know?
Maybe you need to position yourself where you don't have a chair in front of you.
Oh, yeah, so that was like the bars where you can be like, I'm leaning that way. Mm-hmm. That's a good call, too.
Also,
yeah.
Don't pick the middle, because you could be climbing over people to go to the bathroom three times.
That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too. This is helpful stuff, Neil. That's exactly right. Any more advice for me?
Tons, but timeless thing is a sunset.
Wow, that's a really good answer. Yeah, Neil, good answer. A sunset is pretty timeless. Yeah, should be. I'm hoping that, you know, because Lilo and Stitch has been out for a little while, that it won't be a packed house.
Yeah.
So I'll have like a little, I want there to be people there. I want to get the feel of it, but I don't want it to be too.
Plus you're going on a Tuesday.
I'm going on Tuesday at 12 something on purpose. Like that's the point. I'm trying to like really.
Some schools are out though.
Know, that's true. So. That's true. You know.
She's, is she asking to watch the Minecraft movie?
Yes, so that's another one. Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah. Very into Chicken Jockey and all that kind of stuff. Very, mm-hmm. very
Now,
Minecraft.
See, she can go to that one and yell because apparently
they all do
it. Well,
that's what you're supposed to yell in it. Yeah, so I chose Lilo and Stitch over Minecraft. I was like, Lilo and Stitch looks like I might enjoy myself a little bit more than the Minecraft movie.
100%. You
know? So. Jack Black's in the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
Though. I mean,
he's great.
He's pretty good.
I do like Jack Black.
Yeah. Love him.
I can enjoy myself at most things. I will be as long as Zoe is not causing me any problems. I will have a good time. Honestly, that's really all I care about. The movie is secondary. All right, 215-592-9494. Problems. The Phillies have been causing problems for all of us, for our mental health, our daily enjoyment, our emotions, all that stuff. Can they climb out of this? How concerned are you? I mean, between the injury and the losing 9-10, the way they've been playing, like I'm starting to get really concerned about this team, the potential for trade deadline, so much to get into. 215-592-9494, plus a former Philly became available this weekend. Someone who, you know, had some real moments here, some good, some bad. Would you be interested in a reunion? Who is it? Will they do it? We'll find out next. It's the Morning Show.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John Peanut Butter fans. Well, they've got the candy cakes. They are the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Well, Crimpets, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, we've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and can't forget about the delicious new dip and stick flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from. My favorite is the lemon pie, but that is no surprise because it's Tasty Cake, except no substitute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.